Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world we live in, one day at a time. Today, we're diving into something that's seriously close to my heart, embracing imperfection and letting go of perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some imaginary ideal? Like life is a never-ending checklist where every box needs to be ticked perfectly. Trust me, I get it. We live in a culture that glorifies flawlessness, right? Instagram filters, meticulously curated feeds, it's enough to make anyone feel inadequate. But here's the truth bomb. Perfection is an illusion. It doesn't exist. And, honestly, it's a total buzzkill. So, how do we tap out of this perfectionism trap and learn to embrace the beautiful mess that life truly is? First off, let's get real about expectations. Are those standards you're holding yourself to actually realistic? Or are they just some arbitrary benchmarks set by society or your own inner critic? Think about it. When did striving for perfection become a good thing? It often leads to burnout, anxiety, and, let's be honest, a whole lot of unnecessary stress. Next up, celebrate the small wins. We're so quick to focus on what we haven't accomplished or where we fall short that we forget to acknowledge our victories, no matter how small they seem. Did you finish your to-do list today? Yay! Did you make a healthy meal instead of grabbing takeout? High five. Celebrate those little wins, because they add up over time and keep you motivated. And speaking of motivation, remember that progress over perfection is the name of the game. It's about showing up consistently and doing your best, even when it's not perfect. Think of it like learning a new language or playing an instrument. You don't expect to be fluent or a virtuoso overnight, right? You keep practicing, making mistakes along the way, and slowly but surely, you get better. Same goes for life. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, people. Treat yourself with the same understanding and gentleness that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws. It's what makes us human. Instead of berating yourself for slip-ups, try reframing them as learning opportunities. Finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, comparing yourself to others is a recipe for unhappiness. Everyone's journey is unique. Their strengths, challenges, and timelines are all different. Focus on your own path, celebrate your progress, and let go of the need to keep up with the Joneses or whoever else you're comparing yourself to. Now, picture this. You're at a pottery class, right? You're excited to get your hands dirty, create something beautiful, and maybe even impress your friends with your artistic skills. But then, you glance over and see someone next to you effortlessly shaping their clay into a stunning vase, while your attempts look more like, well, let's just say they resemble abstract art. You start feeling self-conscious, comparing yourself to this other potter, and suddenly the joy of the experience starts to fade. Sound familiar? This is perfectionism creeping in. Instead of embracing the learning process, focusing on enjoying the moment, and celebrating your own unique creations, no matter how imperfect, you're letting comparison steal your happiness. So remember, folks, when it comes to embracing imperfection, remember, ditch unrealistic expectations. Be kind to yourself. You're human. Celebrate those small wins. They add up. Progress over perfection, always. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. This is about tapping into that inner confidence, celebrating who you are, flaws and all, and living a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. So go out there, embrace the imperfections, and let your true self shine. and don't forget to share your thoughts. What does embracing imperfection mean to you? How do you practice it in your own life? Hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embracing the beautiful chaos of life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.